Welcome back to the Modern Creative Podcast, where I chat all about creative entrepreneurship and how to grow your calligraphy business. I don't know why I just said it like calligraphy, but here we are, folks. So if you're looking for tips on how to scale your business, you are definitely in the right place. And in this episode, I'm actually going to talk about the cost of doing business. Like, bare minimum, here's what it costs to start and run a calligraphy business on a monthly basis. And so the reason that I wanted to actually talk about this is because I remember when I first started my calligraphy business, you know, I could have started it sooner. And I guess that's the story for like everyone, right? We could have done it sooner. But one thing that held me back was not really knowing. You know, you don't know what you don't know. I didn't know the cost of things that I needed, like the cost of the necessities. Because when you start a business, you kind of are overwhelmed with all the things you need to do, and you don't know what you actually need, like bare minimum. And it caused me to not start for a little bit because obviously I wasn't making money. Like, I was just starting my calligraphy business. I needed to front this money personally before I started getting paid, but well, how much was that money? So I want to talk about this and have an episode, especially for those who are just starting their calligraphy business journey. Maybe you're wondering like, well, what do you really need? Or for those that are still considering it, well, here's that monthly cost. And it is like bare essentials, like what I think are the bare essentials or necessities. And keep in mind, I am in the US, so I am speaking in US dollars, but yeah, let's get started. I am going to say that I'm not including any costs of any monthly, you know, coaching that I might be a part of or masterminds or any memberships. So again, this is just the bare minimum. And if you are service-based, there might be a little bit extra, but I'll talk about that in a second. So the necessities, Gmail, G Suite. And I always kind of use this example. So when I first started my business, my brand name was actually Write Pretty Things. And I loved it. I miss it sometimes. Although I don't know why I use the word pretty, because in real life, like I would never say the word pretty, like, ooh, it's pretty, but here we are. That was Write Pretty Things. And I remember getting the email address, writeprettythings@gmail.com, and even answering some, you know, business inquiries with that email. But my number one or the first necessity that I have for you is actually investing in Google Suite, paying $6 a month. At the time, I was $5, but now it's $6 a month. All right, Google, charging everyone an extra dollar to get that professional email address. So instead of being writeprettythings@gmail.com, I was joyce@writeprettythings.com. I actually think I still have that email address, like it forwards to my current one. But yeah, so that $5 at the time, now it's six, that investment really made it feel like I was a professional. Like, this is legit. I am writeprettythings.com. I'm a professional calligrapher. I send out my invoices all like professional instead of at a Gmail. If you have a Gmail right now, it's totally fine. I actually recommend maybe securing the Gmail for your brand name and just maybe having that as a backup, but invest the $6 a month in order to really have that professional appearance, because guess what? You are a professional. You are a CEO of your business. Have the right email. So $6 a month is a necessity for Google Suite. Next is QuickBooks. So I use QuickBooks Self-Employed. It's a $25 a month fee, and I have this as a necessity. So there are free apps out there, but my point here is that you need an accounting app. So I use QuickBooks, again, $25 a month, and you can use something like Wave Apps, I think is one that I used a long time ago, and they still have a free tier. Get out of Google Sheets to do your balancing and your bookkeeping. And the reason why I suggest QuickBooks Self-Employed is because I really like how it tells me quarterly taxes that I owe, and then I can pay my taxes within the QuickBooks app itself. Like, I pay my US like federal taxes through there. So $25 for QuickBooks is worth it to me. If you're just starting, then look for a free accounting app or an app that has a free plan and start there. And you can always transfer later, but get out of the Google Sheets for your bookkeeping and use a proper app. Link it to your bank and your credit card, and then you won't have to worry about missing things. The next cost or necessity is where you're going to build your website. Again, there are free options. I think that you can go on WordPress and create a free website, but I use Squarespace. I've always used Squarespace just because it's super easy and it's gotten easier over the years to use. It's just like drag and drop, and it's where you build your website. This is not your website domain, but this is like the builder where you're putting all the things and changing all of your web pages. I pay annually. And when I broke it down, it actually turned out to be $18 a month for my website builder, Squarespace. If you have an e-commerce shop, you might want to check out something like Shopify. Squarespace also has an e-commerce plan, but if you know you want to have an e-commerce shop, you might want to look at Shopify as well. I think that the prices are pretty similar. I pay $18 a month for Squarespace. I just broke that down because I actually pay the fee once a year. But that's your necessity. So you definitely need a place where you're going to build your website eventually. And even if, let's say, you have an Etsy shop, I do recommend still buying your domain and having your website, like not built, but just having a website and a landing page that says coming soon, sign up for my email list at the very minimum. So bringing me to domains like the joycechristine.com, for example, moderncreativepodcast.com, that actually doesn't lead to the website anymore. It leads to my site, but I own the domain. That's actually like $1 a month. So secure your domain. You definitely need that. Secure that once you know what your brand name is going to be, because I think that the investment is on the lower end. So you definitely need a domain. The average that I've seen is about $1 a month. So now we have $6 on Gmail, right? QuickBooks is 25, Squarespace is 18. I'm keeping a tab. I'll tell you the total at the end. And a domain is about $1 a month. I also pay for Zoom, so it's about $15 a month plus tax. I pay for Zoom because this is where I record the podcast when I have guests, for example, and I just frequently find myself on Zoom calls. So I pay for Zoom, and they have a free plan as well, but I pay for Zoom. So that might not be something that you need. But if you have, let's say, customers, or if you have a service-based business and you're getting on discovery calls with brides, for example, or corporate clients so that you can discuss something, see if a free Zoom plan is enough for you. It was not enough for me with the amount that I use it, so I just pay $15 a month. I also have courses. I started with like watercolor boot camp and brush calligraphy boot camp. And now I have calligraphy business school, which is a course and coaching program. And so the course portion of that lives in Podia, as well as all of my old courses that you can't purchase anymore. They all live in Podia. And that costs me $39 a month. So this is not applicable to you if you don't have courses. But if you're thinking about having courses in the future, just know that that is something that you'll have to pay for to have your course hosted somewhere. I personally use Podia, like I said, for $39 a month. I used to use Teachable for a very long time, actually. And that was $99 a month at that time. So if you're thinking about courses, that's another cost that you should think about. If you're thinking about courses as well, you might need something like a checkout or a cart software. So like when you enter your credit card information, I personally use something called ThriveCart. You won't need this if you're service-based, because you would just invoice someone. And you wouldn't need this if you're using something like Etsy. But if you want to have something for sale, let's say on your website, and then you need to process a credit card, you're going to need a system like ThriveCart or SamCart. I personally pay $0 a month now because I purchased Lifetime software, and I purchased that a few years ago for $500. One-time fee of $500, but I do not regret it. I wish I could do Lifetime for all of the software, because it adds up, right? So if you find yourself using a software every month and that software has some kind of lifetime option, think about investing. I know that it is an upfront cost, a large upfront cost, but think about investing, because I'm like 3 years using ThriveCart and I paid $500 a long time ago. And now it's just like costs less per month if I were to do the math. But yeah, that's something that you may not need, again, if you're service-based or if you have an Etsy shop. Social media scheduler. So that's something that you may want for convenience, not a necessity. And so for me, I actually stopped paying for it. They range for like $9 to $25 a month with various softwares, but I've just been using the Facebook native tool. So you can get away with just paying zero if you have your Facebook business page set up and you can just schedule posts for Instagram and Facebook within the Facebook platform. So $0 there. Now, if you are service-based, you're also going to need something like a CRM tool like Honeybook or Dubsado, and they have monthly fees. But if you're not sure if you're going to be service-based like forever, you may not need to invest in it yet. So when I did a few service-based things, weddings and signs, I actually didn't invest into like Dubsado later. And now I don't even need it, but I invested in Dubsado later, but previous to that, when I was sending contracts out and invoices, I was actually just using PayPal Business. I had a PayPal Business account. You should have a PayPal Business account. It's free to sign up. And I would invoice people through there. You could also invoice people through your accounting software. So if you were to use something like QuickBooks Self-Employed, you can invoice people through there. And I would send out contracts to be signed with e-signature, right? Because you don't want people to actually sign things. How are they going to do that? With the e-signature, and I used HelloSign.com, and I would just send out like PDFs for signature there. So that was actually zero and zero because I was using PayPal. So that cost zero, and HelloSign.com is $0 if you don't have that many contracts to sign. If you're not sure yet, if you're going to go all in on the service-based things, but obviously you want to get paid and you want to send out your contracts, well, you can use something like PayPal and you can use something like HelloSign. And then as you build up your service-based business and you're ready to invest in software, then I would look at something like HoneyBook or Dubsado if you are service-based. So all in all, Gmail, I have my list here. Okay, Gmail, QuickBooks for your accounting software, Squarespace, your domain, Zoom, Podia, social media, zero, Thrivecart, zero, since I paid lifetime. That's about $100. And it's going to be less for you if you don't have a course, right? You won't need Podia. If you don't need to get on Zoom calls, you won't need Zoom and you won't need to pay that $15. So let's average about $100 or less a month to run your calligraphy business. So how many sales do you need a month in order to cover that? And that is going to be your, like, the bare minimum number of sales or the bare minimum, like, revenue that you need to make every month just to break even. If it feels like a lot, if you're like, hey, Joyce, how am I going to make $100 a month? That means it's 100 sales for me. I'm going to suggest that you actually rethink your pricing. So that's the cost of running my calligraphy business, bare minimum, about $100 a month. I pay for other software that I didn't include here just because I wanted to keep this as like what my bare minimum is. But yeah, let me know. $100 a month. Does that sound super scary? Does that sound doable? Maybe it sounds more doable when you instead think of the dollar amount, you think of how many sales that is. So business is just math, right? When you know the number of sales and you later know your conversion rate, then you can actually math out how many people you need to like land on your web page in order for you to get that sale. So just let me know over on joycechristine.co on Instagram or Modern Creative Podcast. What do you think about that? Does your business actually run on a lot less than mine? I'd love to know. So thank you so much for tuning in either on Apple, Spotify, YouTube. And don't forget to download that calligraphy business blueprint at calligraphyblueprint.com that shows you the 5 ways that you can start to create predictable and consistent revenue in your calligraphy business. I'll catch you in the next episode.